This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. The Assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this roll. The Election Commission will release it online and it will be available on its official website this afternoon. According to the Office of the CEO of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state level political parties. Following the SIR campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on the 1st of August this year. It included the names of more than 7.24 crore voters who had submitted their enumeration forms. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today said interoperability and jointness among the armed forces have become operational necessities in the 21st century. Speaking at the Tri-Services Seminar in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh underlined that threats have become far more complex. He said, during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated a remarkable display of jointness in its air defence, which proved to be decisive. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today called for preparedness against bio threats and radio contamination from nuclear weapons for the future. Addressing the scientific session on the 100th raising day of the Military Nursing Service in New Delhi, he said, bio threats are likely to increase in the post-COVID pandemic era and called for defence preparedness against them. General Chauhan also reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call for an undeterred India against nuclear threats and highlighted the need for training against radiological contamination.
Nuclear weapons in our context is very, very low, but it would be prudent to take this into a security calculus. Radiological contamination requires different protocols for treatment and must be part of our training. Preparedness against nuclear contributes to our deterrence against its use, and I think that's important.
India welcomed United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end conflict and secure peace. The fact-finding delegation of the NDA, led by BJP MP Hema Malini, arrived in Coimbatore today to investigate the recent Karur stampede. Speaking at the airport, Hema Malini expressed condolences to the victims' families and said the team would visit the injured and meet their bereaved families. Former Union Minister Anurag Thakur, a senior member of the eight-member team, said the delegation includes representatives from various parties and states. They will meet local residents, officials and others to gather information and submit a report to BJP President JP Nadda. He affirmed the delegation's support for the 41 affected families and said they will hold detailed discussions at the Circuit House. On the 8th day of Navratri, the Mahagauri form of Goddess Durga is being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In her message, the President said this festival symbolizes the country's culture, faith and spiritual heritage. She noted that worshipping Ma Durga in her nine forms is not only a path to spiritual purification, but also inspires everyone to move forward with truth, justice and compassion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished that this sacred occasion would bring happiness, peace and health into everyone's life. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.